some minor wheeling and deadline dealing. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers may have been off on the field on Thursday, but that doesn't mean that the front office took the day off too. General manager Matt Arnold swung a pair of deadline deals, the crew getting outfielder Brandon Lockridge from the Padres in exchange for left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez. Lockridge has split this season between San Diego and AAA El Paso. The Brewers also getting some pitching help in a deal with Arizona. They traded cash or a player to be named later for right-hander Shelby Miller. Miller has pitched for 9 other teams in his 13 major league seasons. Now, the Brewers also got lefty Jordan Montgomery in that deal. He may never pitch for the crew after having had Tommy John surgery in April. He's also on an expiring contract. One other Brewers note, it appears a stint on the injured list is going to happen for outfielder Jackson Churio. Churio injured his leg earlier this week, legging out a triple against the Cubs. Coming up tonight, the Brewers are at Washington to open up a weekend series with the Nationals. Moving on to football, the Badgers continue camp in Platteville with less of a focus on the passing game to bring more balance to the offense. New wide receivers coach Jordan Reed is a big part of that.
He's doing a great job, and it shows when you see the competitive nature of his group. A lot of those guys have been here since January or have gone through spring ball and some of the walkthroughs and things like that. But you're always trying to evaluate on their preparation, and then you try to evaluate as a whole in that group. What's the competitive level?
Head coach Luke Fickell, among the receivers that will be most counted on, Tretch Kekahuna, Vinny Anthony, and newcomer Jaden Ballard, who comes to Madison from Ohio State. Packers coach Matt LaFleur met the media before Thursday's camp practice began. A top topic was Marshawn Lloyd's injury. Running back Josh Jacobs said he didn't think it was going to be a long-term thing. LaFleur was asked how long he thought Lloyd might be out.
I don't know, because I'm not a physician either, but I think, yeah, it's not going to be a long-term deal, but I wouldn't anticipate him this week.
Okay. Lloyd missed almost all of last season with a hamstring pull and a deep thigh bruise. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.